USA Radio News.
Two members of Congress visited Ukraine. Representative Victoria Spartz of Indiana and Tim Walberg of Michigan visited the front lines in Kyiv. Walberg told Newsmax on Tuesday that Ukraine is winning the war against Russia.
And we believe, as we came away from that, that not only can Ukraine win this war, but they are winning it at a present time. They are using the resources that the West, including the United States, has given to them. I am certainly supportive of what the president is offering now, an additional aid. And I just hope that he's willing to push his leadership to make it a bipartisan bill, to not load it with anything except what's for Ukraine.
A record-setting 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in March, according to data released Tuesday from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In addition, the data showed 11.5 million jobs available. This is USA Radio News.
What life insurance policy is right for you? Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click apply. Answer a few questions and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control and you get the price that's right for you. Right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. ethosliferadio.com. Go get your quote now.
U.S. Navy leadership said it's ordering investigations into the climate aboard vessels undergoing repairs in shipyards as it moves hundreds of sailors to land.
About 260 sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week. They're being offered temporary housing after seven sailors serving on the USS George Washington died. Four of the deaths happened last year. The other three were over a span of 1 week last month. Officials say one is confirmed suicide and three others are suspected. The ship has been docked off the coast of Virginia for maintenance since 2017. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks flipped between small gains and losses in a narrow trading range on Tuesday. It ended the day in positive territory, one day before investors look for the Federal Reserve to deliver a half percentage point rate hike. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
A record has been set in space. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
An astronaut and three civilians with the Axiom Space Company became the first all-private crew to complete a mission on the International Space Station. Larry Connor says it was a challenge as a civilian.
Well, I'm exceptionally lucky, number one. Average guy from Dayton, Ohio, grew up in a middle-class family, and I've had the good fortune and opportunity to do some extraordinary things.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
The endangered California condor has returned to the skies over the state's far northern coast redwood forests for the first time in more than a century. Two captive bred birds were released Tuesday in Redwood National Park. It's part of a project aimed at restoring the giant vultures to their historic habitat in the Pacific Northwest. Companies and government accounts who want to stay on Twitter may have to pay a slight fee to stay on the social media platform. Tesla CEO Elon Musk, whose $44 billion bid for Twitter was accepted last week, said the service will always be free for casual users. Shareholders and regulators still have to approve Musk's Twitter takeover before it will go through. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.